Matt Hill, as I said, it is the dual meeting, the doubleheader tonight. It's going to be rapid fire action at Cranbourne and Moonee Valley, and Matty Hill's calling all the action at the Valley. How are you, Matty?
I'm very well, Michael. Thank you very much.
I haven't caught you with the PT trainer again, have I?
Yeah, you have actually.
Really?
Yeah. What are we halfway through here at the moment? Lap pull downs. Yeah, they're. In fact, I'm actually delighted to stop doing them just to speak to you for. It gives me a spell.
You're going to be shredded next time I see you. What do you like tonight at the Valley?
I thought it wasn't that easy, but I think Lady Jones will be hard to beat in race four, number 10. Had the four starts for two minor placings and has contested a couple of better races. Chased River Plate last start, and of course River Plate winning at Sandown on Wednesday is above average. So race four, number 10, for best. Best value, race one, number 8, Black Comb. This horse ran a decent race, beaten four lengths over 2,000 metres in a Metropolitan Saturday back in May. So getting up to a trip that it likes now, third up at 2,000 metres, and it was encouraging last start. So at the each way price for the best value, race one, number 8, Black Comb.
I like it. You're probably too busy, but have you got any quaddie numbers, or we'll wait till later?
No, I've got some quaddie numbers for you. Ancient Egypt's knocking on the door in race number 5. Good value there. 10 to beat 7, 3 and 9. Thought a minute two might get its chance in the 9.55-metre sprint. It'll find the right spot just behind the pace. It's pretty speedy. 11 to beat 6, 2 and 1. Chester Warrior's an interesting horse. I've already heard you guys talk about it this morning. Mick Chester Warrior, who was impressive winning its maiden for Lindsay Park. 2 to beat 3, 7 and 8. And River Noir is an interesting horse. It's had one run and bolted in for Peter Moody. Short price favourite. I'm sure plenty of the punters will pile into it late in the night, but has to go into the quaddies. 9 to beat 2, 6 and 10.
9, 2, 6 and 10. Do you give your PT any tips?
Yeah, no. In fact, he's one of the great desperate punters of all time, my PT, Josh Murphy from AFN. And we always have a bit of a form talk on a Friday afternoon and usually ignores everything I say.
Good work. Get back to it, Matty. Good calling tonight.
Good on you. Thanks, Mick.